Well, good morning.
Good morning.
We want to welcome all of you on this, I think it's the 17th, yes, 17th Sunday after Pentecost. And we are glad that you're with us today as we gather in the name of the Lord to worship and pray and hear God's word. And it's so good to see all of your smiling faces out there, lighted, lit faces this morning. And a little bit later on, you might be thinking this is a little early to be talking about thanks, but let us give thanks for all God has done. And we'll talk a little bit about that later on. So as we begin, let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria. Let's join together there for our call to worship in the bulletin. In the midst of joy and celebration,
we lift our voices in praise to you, O Lord.
In the midst of trials and sorrows,
we lift our voices in prayer to you, O Lord.
Throughout all our days, we call out to God. Well, let's join together there and turn to hymn number 73, This Is My Father's World. And since I'm not going to be very good at singing this morning, I'm going to invite you to sing out well this morning.
This is my father's world.
Let's join together there for our opening prayer. As we give thanks to you, O Lord, we remember the multitude of blessings you have given us. We are mindful of the ways in which you have lifted us when we have fallen low. Be with us this day as we gather to hear your word for our lives. Amen. And you may be seated this morning, and we're going to go to our next hymn, hymn number 29. We sing the greatness of our God. Sing in the three verses. Invite our kids to come up this morning if they would make their way.
Here they all come.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes. Okay, I have a question for you. Does anybody eat cereal for breakfast? Couple of you? Okay. Okay. What is your favorite cereal that you eat for breakfast?
My favorite cereal is chocolate and...
Like Cocoa Puffs?
Not that
one. What's the other one? Count Chocula?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. What about some of the others? Do you have what's your favorite cereal? I am so glad somebody said Frosted Flakes because they're great! When I was growing up, we saw that commercial on TV all the time. Frosted Flakes, they're great! Why did I want him to say that this morning? Because I wanted to say that little jingle because today we are talking about God is great. God is great. And just like your favorites, by the way, that was one of my favorite cereals growing up too, was Frosted Flakes. Yes. Now I gotta be fair, does anybody else want to share their favorite cereal? It's kind of hard to become a, oh, what do you call that, when it goes downhill a little bit.
Anticlimactic.
What?
Anticlimactic.
Yeah, it's kind of anticlimactic. There we go. That wasn't the exact word, but that's the same word, yes. Yeah, it would be if we shared now. But God is great. But sometimes when things are not great in life, we wonder, is God really great? And we wonder where God is. But I want you to know this morning that God is great, even sometimes when life can be painful or hard or whatever we're going through, sad, that God is still great and that God is still with us no matter what we're facing in life. So instead of saying they're great, I want you to say it with me this morning that God is great. We're going to kind of say it the same way. Okay? Ready? God is great! There you go. All right. We can head on downstairs this morning.
Glad he was here today to answer that question. Maybe you have a joy or concern today that you would like to share before we go to prayer. And we'll allow it. Yeah, go ahead, Sandy.
Carmen's family.
Yes, yes. And you know what? I felt so bad. Tammy Baird called and said, Jason, would you be able to do part of the service for Bob Carnum? And I couldn't because Jody's mom and dad are having their 65th wedding anniversary party that same Saturday evening as the funeral out at the fairgrounds they were going to have. So, but yes, I will miss. In fact, I was really surprised to see Bob out at the fair at the cattle show again, hollering everybody's names out and get in here, come on, you know. And, but yes, we definitely want to remember the Carnum family this morning. Somebody else this morning. We'll just start here and move back.
My coworker had back surgery and she's back in the hospital because the pain was so bad.
Yes. First name, if possible?
I'll say Barb.
Okay, that'll work. Well, we want to pray for Barb this morning, and yeah, and depending on sometimes what kind of back surgery you have, it can be very difficult. So let's see, who else had, go ahead.
Yeah, I have two rotten parts of the kidneys down, and my little great-granddaughter's been running a fever, and that always scared me, but I have the joy of years up here. But when you see David Maxton, he was chosen comfort keeper of the year. So I think that's a joy.
It is, and maybe we'll have to say something next week. Hopefully he'll be here. Did you say something going on with, did you say Rob's got kidney stones? Yeah, that's very painful. Yeah. And then what was the other one?
My little great granddaughter,
Sloan. Okay.
14 months.
Oh. So we got to pray for Sloan this morning for Rob then. Somebody else. Oh, wow.
And so it turns out that there had been a tear in the retina and fixing the wrinkle, and blood pockets had formed in the eye, and that's what was causing all the pain.
Oh, my gosh.
So new eye drops and went home on morphine and said, interestingly, all better now.
Well, we're glad, but you know what? We can still pray for Greg this morning. Wow, that's who we... Cindy?
Cindy's group. She's home. Hospice has been called home.
Okay. Okay. Definitely want to lift up Cindy then this morning. Another hand, yeah.
And then my aunt Sandy Schaefer, she had a mini stroke, but she's doing really well.
Yeah. I remember both saying to my mom and dad and to both of my in-laws, you need to drink more water. You need to drink more water. And definitely want to continue praying for John. Did they say any more about the clots? Yeah. Are they treating him with something to try to break that all up? Yeah. Yeah. Because I know my one niece had it, and it took like almost a year for hers to fully break up and spread out. Yeah. So we want to remember John and... Congratulations. Another grandbaby. That's exciting. I always love hearing people talk about their grandbabies and great grandbabies. And we had a few that were great greats too. So somebody else. Yeah.
I got my fourth great granddaughter.
There you go. There's the great great. The great granddaughter. And wow, that's wonderful. Somebody else. Yes. Okay, unspoken this morning. Yes. Okay. A couple of those. We know the Lord knows that.
I had a joy. Austin has the training facility here on Charter Banner Road, and he's doing very, very well in the worships.
And the first time I saw that picture, when they posted it, I was like, I know where that is. And then the one day I was coming out to the church and I drove by it and I looked over and by golly, right there it was. Yes, that was great that they were able to get that facility and that'll be perfect for them. And wonderful. Good to hear that. Anybody else then this morning?
I would be remiss, and she will not want me to say this, but I'm going to anyway. We owe Kathy a huge debt of gratitude. We were so worried because we had lost our Becky, but she just took care of everything. Rita and I had the easiest time yesterday, and even had time for coffee break. So we must say Kathy for what she did.
Yeah, she's not even up here. Yeah, the teams already went down there, yeah. All I know is we were rejoicing when she found Becky's book.
Yes.
That had all of that in. She kept stats and how much this and how much that for all of those key dinners and everything. And because they couldn't find them at first. So, yes, we were very thankful. At least I was. I was relieved when they found that. So somebody else. Anybody else this morning? Ask your continued prayers for Bev and... And for little Lucy, remember I had told you I didn't know what it was that Lucy had? Well, when you get the monthly calendar on the back, you will see what that is. Some kind of colitis. And it's got like, I don't know. And then we're glad to see Betty in worship with us and that she's recovering, even though I still got her on the list there. She was also... battling some pneumonia, and we're glad that she's back with us and feeling much better. So as we go to prayer this morning, there's lots of needs that have been mentioned. And if you have something you want to bring to the Lord yourself, you can do that quietly as she plays, and then I'll come and close us out.
Thank you.
Lord, as we pause this morning, we are just so thankful for your presence that is here when two or three gather in your name, and that you love us so, and that your grace is boundless, and that your love is unfailing, and that your healing touch is so wonderful. Part of your wonders that you do in our world and in our midst. And Lord, we just thank you for all of those things. We thank you for the forgiveness you extend, the mercy, all of those things, the peace that you give us when we are facing things that we were not expecting. And thank you for that perseverance that you put in our hearts and in our spirits to keep going and keep fighting and never give up. And Lord, we're thankful today that as we gather as your people, that we can lift up our prayers and the concerns that have been mentioned today. So we want to do that. We lift up Barb this morning with recovering from this back surgery and facing a lot of pain. We just ask for your touch and a healing hand. For Rob with his kidney stone this morning, God, that you administer. For Sloan this morning, God, that just needs your healing and touch and strength today for that little one. Lord, we thank you that you brought Greg through that issue going on with his eye and his retina and all of that. But God, we continue to just pray for healing, touch, and grace there. We lift up Cindy to you today, God, and we just ask for your healing touch for her body. Desperately needs that miracle today and your touch and work there. We lift up John and Alice to you, God, and we just ask for your continued healing in their bodies and recovery and wholeness, we pray today. And Lord, we lift up Bev, Lord, to you. We ask for your continued healing touch in her body and strength for her. We pray for Lucy, God, with that type of colitis that she has, Lord. We just ask that you would bring healing to her body and do a miracle there. And Lord, we especially pray for her parents, Lord, as they worry and are concerned and but they also pray, and we just pray that and join with them and asking for your touch. Thank you, Lord, for your continued touch upon Betty. We ask your continued ministry upon her, that you'll be with her. Lord, we lift up the Carnum family today with the loss of Bob. We ask for your peace and your comfort and your love to be extended throughout Miami County, as so many people knew him. Through 4-H and the fair and other things that he was involved in, Hobart and all those things, and that you will be with all of them and especially the family during this time. And Lord, we lift up those unspoken requests and maybe others that were not shared today. We just ask that you administer, extend your grace and your hand to move as only you can do. And we're thankful today for all of that. And Lord, we ask that you would just extend your peace once again, Lord, into our lives as we face the daily things that we're going through and the challenges of life, that you will give us faith and peace in the midst of the storms, and that you will remind us that we're not alone, and that you continue to beckon us to step out onto the water and walk to you, and that you are the one that cares for us and are with us in the midst of the storms of life. We ask your blessing upon the rest of our service this morning as we break the bread of your word. May you just speak to us and encourage us and lift us up and bless the children and our teens this morning. And we're so thankful for all of those things in our lives, your blessings, your continued hand upon us as we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you for joining us in prayer this morning. And we know that God is a God that answers and moves in different ways. And so we trust Him. Well, we have the opportunity now to worship the Lord with our giving this morning. Thank you so much for your faithfulness. And as our ushers are preparing and we're ready to give with joyful hearts today, God bless you as you give today. If you would join with me, there's a little correction in the prayer. We're going to go from gracious God right to may our. Let's join together there. Gracious God, may our offerings be a blessing so many may find purpose and passion in Christ. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from our lectionary psalm today. Our lectionary psalm, which is Psalm 145, And we're going to be reading verses 1 through 10 this morning. And you can follow along there on the PowerPoint this morning. I lift you up high, my God, the one true King. I will bless your name forever and always. I will bless you every day. I will praise your name forever and always. The Lord is great and so worthy of praise. God's greatness can't be grasped. One generation will praise your works to the next one, proclaiming your mighty acts. They will talk about the glorious splendor of your majesty. I will contemplate your wondrous works. They will speak of the power of your awesome deeds. I will declare your great accomplishments. They will rave in celebration of your abundant goodness. They will shout joyfully about your righteousness. The Lord is merciful and compassionate, very patient and full of faithful love. The Lord is good to everyone and everything. God's compassion extends to all his handiwork. All that you have made gives thanks to you, Lord. All your faithful ones bless you. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would grant his blessing to the reading of the word this morning, and that God would give us ears to hear what the Spirit wants to say to us this morning. Well, Gary was having a garage sale, and a minister bought a lawnmower and returned it a few days later, complaining that it wouldn't run. "It'll run," said Gary, "but you have to curse at it to get it started." The minister was shocked. "I haven't uttered a curse in 30 years. Gary said, "Just keep pulling that rope and the words will come back to you." I've shared that before, but it's been a while, and I thought I would share it again this morning. So I want to talk to you this morning about let us thank God. And when I was young, my parents taught me a prayer, and I'm sure many of you know it. God is great. God is good. Let us thank him for our food. Amen. Amen. You know, I didn't realize till years later in my life how much the words of that simple prayer impacted my life and my theology. And our reading today from Psalm 147, all it does throughout that reading is magnifies and give thanks for God's greatness and goodness. Why? Because such greatness and goodness helps us with the many things that we face in life, including our fears, our cynicisms, our despair, our anxiousness, and even our worries. You know, it's easy to allow all of those things into our lives. For some of us, it may be a daily battle of dealing with those kind of things. Such enemies are everywhere today. Such feelings can leave us when they just seem to be there all the time and hang around with a sense of defeated weariness. Think about that for a minute. Defeated weariness. Have you ever felt that way before? I know I have. I felt that way before. Where we wonder if God can or will do anything great or good in our lives again. But Psalm 145, this is why I like this psalm and I wanted to share it this morning. Psalm 145 attacks our cynicism. It confronts our despair and our fears and reminds us that God is good and God is great. In fact, I happen to believe that the poet of Psalm 145 thinks big about God. And I think we can too. So let's look at it, and let's look at those two things. Well, the obvious to begin with is God is great. God is great. You know, today folks use the term great for many things, including, as we talked with the kids, cereal, and probably for many of us, our favorite athletes or some other person. We usually say people are great when we are astonished at the scope and the magnitude of their achievements and what they've accomplished in life. Yet the greatness of people and things pale in comparison with the greatness of our God. And so I want you to think about a couple things here as we think about this in light of let us give thanks. And that is this. When we give thanks for God's greatness, we are acknowledging God's mighty deeds. God's mighty. Why? Because God's greatness, the psalmist says, is expressed through and in God's mighty or wondrous deeds. In fact, the singer in our reading this morning, if you happen to follow along closely there, uses four different words to describe God's mighty deeds there. There are mighty works, mighty deeds, wondrous. I mean, I didn't write them down, but I mean, you can go back and look at all of them. Just trying to tell us over and over again, these are the things that God does, and that's why God is great. We might think of God rescuing the Hebrew children from Egypt. We might think of God providing for the Israel in the wilderness through the rock, with the water, and the quail and the manna. We might think of God sending Jesus into the world that we will be celebrating this fall, late fall and early winter at Advent. We might think of Jesus healing the blind man or someone else. So many deeds that Jesus did to show us that God is still doing those kind of things. Or maybe ultimately we might think of God raising Jesus from the dead. Now you might be thinking, well, why did you bring those all up? Why talk about them? Here's what I want you to see. And this is so important, I think, in our lives. We may not fully understand such wonders. Nevertheless, we can pass on our stories. Now you might be saying, what do you mean by that? Well, we may not be able to fully grasp or understand or figure out or wonder why all that what God does and has done for us. And I happen to believe that that's probably more often than not. When God does something for us, I think sometimes we just need to be amazed and just enjoy it and live with it and not have to figure it all out. There are so many people out there, they get upset with God and angry at God, and they don't believe in God anymore because they can't figure out things. They got to figure it all out. Sometimes we don't need to do that. And we may not understand the ways God works behind the scenes. But God is working. But what we can do, and here's what the psalmist proclaims in there, is we can pass on to others what God has done for us. It's one thing I like about the African-American and black churches when they talk about testifying. We're going to testify and tell about what God has done for us. And they'll sing their choir will get up there and they'll be swaying and they'll be singing about what God has done for us and all the different things, because that's so true. They're passing on to their children. In fact, the psalmist uses seven different verbs to tell us how one generation passes on to the next generation what God has done and to proclaim God's awesome work. In fact, the Israelites and Judahites were masters of passing on such deeds from one generation to the next. How'd they do that? They did it through worship. They did it through rituals. They did it through stories, mainly oral stories. And then they eventually did it through writings. And that's why we have what we have today passed down to us. Let me ask you a question. What has God done for you? Do you recall times when God has done something for you that helped you make it through a situation? And then this, what ways can we pass that on to our children and our grandchildren to let them know that God really does work in our lives? Even though sometimes life can be difficult, God is great. Second thing here is God is good. Not surprised by that one, is it? So we're going to think of it in this way. When we give thanks for God's goodness, we are acknowledging God's kindness. Or if you want to push it a little further, God's mercy, God's compassion. Why? Because God's goodness is expressed through all of those things. When Moses in Exodus 33 prayed one of the most bold prayers I think I've ever heard in the Bible, "Show me your goodness, God. Show me your goodness." And you know how God responded to that? He says, "Well, I'm going to pass by you then, but you're going to have to hide in that rock, between those two rocks to hide, because you can't see my full glory, because if you did, you wouldn't live through it. But when I pass by, you'll see a little bit of it. And you'll know that I am a good and powerful God because I do these good and powerful things in your life." And so guess what? Moses got in there in the cleft between those two rocks, and God's presence passed by. And we are told that when Moses came down off of the mountain, that his face was shining to the point that the Israelites couldn't look at him, so he had to put a veil over his face because his face was shining so greatly because of the glory of God. He got a touch of God's goodness. And we're told here by the psalmist that God's goodness takes care of the weak, nourishes creation, answers our prayers. Why? Because God's goodness is abundant. The psalmist makes that so clear. The psalmist declares there's plenty of God's goodness and mercy to go around. When you think God has run out of something, don't ever forget that God has plenty. It's for everyone and everything, the psalmist says. I love that. For everything and everyone. That's why everything, including angels and you and I and all creation, give thanks to God. Have you experienced God's greatness and God's goodness? I hope you have. Maybe we too can join with all creation in giving thanks to God as we celebrate God's greatness and goodness and pass on what we have lived regarding our faith to others. God is great. God is good. Let us thank Him for all things. Amen. Amen. Well, if you want to take a minute or two or three and shake a few hands and extend God's blessing to others this morning, and then we'll close out by singing "We Worship and Adore You" this morning. Oh. sing it this morning. We worship and adore you, bowing down before you. So join together for our benediction. Go forth this week remembering you belong to God. May God meet, Christ tend us, and the Spirit sustain us on our wilderness journey. Amen. Thank you.